So that rain chance, tomorrow night lows 50s and 60s. A sunny Saturday, breezy, cooler, upper 70s. Chillier in the morning Sunday, 40s, 50s north, 50s, 60s south. Afternoon sunshine and a high of lower to mid 70s. Third annual Greater New Orleans Militaria Show at the Castine Center, Mandeville. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class, museum-quality, military antiques and collectibles. From all eras and nations, you'll find uniforms, hats, medals, vintage weapons, flight gear, and more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.com and Facebook.com/GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When I heard the bell, it must be 4 o'clock. We're glad it's 4 in the afternoon. We got our Herds Louisiana Live. We're glad to be here. Paul Herds, your host. We're going to bring you the Louisiana news. It's a little bit of a little potpourri, a little land yap, a little bit of jambalaya, mixing a lot of stuff in a big pot. And that's what Louisiana, it's sort of like they do the hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about. So we're gonna do some hokey and some pokey in here today. We've got a lot of little stories. I do want to say it. We're not going to, for the first time, the good news is it looks like the clemency issue is sort of off the table. It's one of those things that it should never have occurred, but it's a symptom because we've got a lame duck governor just a quacking up a storm now that he's irresponsible and totally unaccountable to anybody for anything he does in his life. He's taking pot shots and taking care of his buddies. And this is what we need to change in Louisiana to make this state a great economic state, a great magnet for future economic growth, young and old. But our governor is up to quacking again, that lame duck. We'll do the financial report as usual. We're going to talk a little bit about Steve Scalise, whether we're going to, and the appoint or the selection of a new speaker in the U.S. Congress House of Representatives. I was trying to remember Bob Livingston. If I remember, for 1 week. was supposed to be the Speaker of the House in the U.S. House, and then his infidelity tsunami sunk that opportunity, and I think within 2 years he was gone. I mean, you talk about going from the penthouse to the outhouse. Mr. Scalise does not have that problem. Mike Johnson does not have that problem. What we're going to find is we've got two different candidates up. I get the feeling that Mike Johnson is backing up, that if Scalise and Jim Jordan are going to be the selections in Washington, D.C., they're going to battle it out in the hallways, on the telephone, in the cloak room where many deals are done. But then we'll get to Louisiana. We've got, like I say, I've got a lame duck. We've got our city communication director coming to his meeting to be considered for firing. And he forgot to, he did not come. He sent a city lawyer, came and said, oh, golly gee, he couldn't find a lawyer. So we're going to talk about that. He got a 2 week reprieve. Speaking of which, there's five people on death row that may have gotten a reprieve, and there's 50 of them that did not. We'll go through that campaign finance. We've got, well, my duck quack is here. And then, I did want to mention, we'll get to it when we talk about the, the new Speaker of the House. We all know how much Mitch McConnell, if you ever wanted an endorsement from like David Duke, just so you could get the endorsement on the other guy, then you know that endorsement is more of a negative than a positive. And when we get to talking about Scalise, Mitch McConnell, in his own legend, in his own mind, just couldn't leave it alone, had to start telling the House, the conservative House, what to do. That man is a relic. I don't know how we got him, how we're going to keep him. I'm hoping this will be when he is finally gone. Let's do the financial report, because it's not as much of a stock market report this time as it is it's an interest rate report. S&P down $5, down nothing, closed at $4,258. $5 doesn't make or break anything. NASDAQ down 16 points, barely a tenth of 1%, 13,219. Dow Jones closed down 9 points. That's a 0.03%. That is right next to nothing. So they were all flat today. Here's what's interesting. Our two-year Treasury bill was down a little bit to 5.025. The 30-year was up to 4.89. Since I've been doing this show for a little over 6 months, or right at 6 months, and never have the interest, ever for the last 6 months, and actually if you go 14 months back, 16 months back is when the Federal Reserve Bank began to raise rates to try to snuff out the Joe Biden inflation. It succeeded in slowing down the rate of increase, but we have never been able to gain any deflation back to begin backing up and returning our cost of life, cost of living, back to where it was 16, 18 months ago, at which time it is now, compared to that, it is now 16, 18% higher today. So what you could buy with $100, with a $100 bill, when this started and Joe Biden decided to reinvent inflation, it now takes $120 to buy those same goods. And that's where we are. That's what we're going to look at. But this is flat. It's interesting. Now we're going to see. And it's getting the reason the markets are getting skittish is because it's getting flat, because the base, the long-term rates continue to go up, and the front end is sort of hovering, but this is 0.13, 1/1300ths of a percent from absolute flat. It's a real change. If the inflation numbers don't hold lowish, you're going to end up this thing re-accelerating by the Fed, because you're going to get re-accelerated inflation numbers. That is wild. That is just quite an interesting development, where what we've got is we've got the rates not leveling out by the front end coming down, but we've got the back end getting worse. Bitcoin had him a little bit of a bad day. He's down 200 points to 27,472. This is another interesting, and this is the inflation number. Natural gas is a tremendous input product in manufacturing. Natural gas is what's used to generate electricity. But natural gas, is about flat at 81. We're going to take our break. We'll have to come back. Then we're going to get on with the crazy up and downs of Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We'll be right back.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedynewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right, American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
We're glad to be back. We've got the whole jambalaya mix of what we're going to do in today's show. There are just a bunch of little pieces. The good news, I got a piece of good news. I think people have heard it. This drives me crazy. We've got new dates on our rush, our approaching saltwater wedge into our water systems that a week ago was literally on the verge of a biblical destruction, and everyone was going to have to drink water out of their bathtubs. They're going to have to buy it from Milwaukee, get it upriver, put it in a dirty barge, and ship it down so we could turn it into drinking water. Well, I don't know if anyone ever watched Saturday Night Live. I don't know how old you are, but if you've ever watched it, there was Roseanne Dana. And She was one of the characters that they had. And Rosanna always got it wrong. And she was always funny. She was distressed about something. And she would, her whole skit would be, she'd be worrying about all the terrible biblical things that were going to go wrong. And then the reporter sitting next to her would say, Roseanne. One time she thought they had a bunch of liver boats on the Mississippi River, and it was dirtying up the river. And the commentator turns to her and says, Roseanne, those are river boats, not liver boats. Those river boats are going up and down the river, not liver boats. And she goes, oh, never mind. Well, we need to get the Corps of Engineers a Rosanna Dana hat, because here they are telling us last week, we were on literally within days of having salt water into our intakes for fresh water, and that we were going to have to turn them off, buy bottled water. Everyone tried to get by. Now, I'm not knocking good news. I'm knocking idiots that start a stampede of panic about water and then come in and say, never mind. Here's what we've got. New water predictions. I'm sure many of us have heard it. If you're not, I'm glad to be the first one to bring it to you. Basically, 2 weeks ago, we were told this week and next week, we're going to lose our fresh water in the city. And now they've come back and said, never mind. For example, they've said basically, here's what's interesting. Some of the intake locations of this saltwater wedge, they've all been moved out at least a month or more. So, for example, the new timeline released by the Corps of Engineers, this is an article by Mike Smith, staff writer at NOAA, but this is the timeline released by the Army Corps of Engineers. The salt is not predicted to reach New Orleans' main drinking intake. The water by it's not predicted to be here by the end of November and may not reach us at all. The same is true for East Jefferson, where the salt water had been expected to arrive by October 29th. It may never arrive. It was supposed to, the New Orleans one was supposed to arrive October 28th. Instead, it may never arrive. It's now projected to reach New Orleans Algiers plant by November 23 instead of October 22, a month later, and to reach the intake at Gretna by November 26 instead of October 25. And the New Orleans Carrollton plant and the East Jefferson plant and the Gretna plant, the new forecast predicts that chloride level salt at the intake will not exceed limits that we can't handle, so our processing of water will be fine. All right, Roseanne, never mind. However, the Corps cautioned, we're not sure. Well, you've made it clear. Not only are you not sure, you don't know. If you'll keep guessing, remember, a blind hog finds an acorn every once in a while. So you blind hogs at the Corps of Engineers that are trying to predict that salt wedge, quit scaring us. One terrible thing that we've learned about government, and you watch this too, you'll see it. Government is in a position now where they would rather scare us and predict a catastrophe, an abomination, a absolute tragedy, and it not occur, than to risk a tragedy occurring and they didn't say, oh, we told you ahead of time. So what happens is we get at least 10 tragedies, 10 outrageous events predicted, and two of them occur. So two out of 10, and the other ones are, we're just flinching because our government won't say, we don't know. This is something we need to look at. They cannot admit they're uninformed. I don't want to encourage them. This is why they won't admit it. They don't want to be called stupid. I'd rather be called cautious than to be called stupid, Rosanna Dana stupid. So anyway, that's where we are. This is just a symptom. We get so much of this stuff where they tell us a tragedy is upon us, and then all of a sudden, no, it's not. No, it's not at all. So anyway, that's where we are. The map they put out, nice graphics, but really it shows that we don't have near the threat to us as we thought. All right, let's get on to, let's talk a little bit about governor's campaign. This is an article came out today, and really think about it. We are in the last week and a half. Well, Saturday is a week, so we got voting today, Thursday. We got voting Friday and Saturday. Sunday's off, no voting. The next Saturday is the big day. Sort of like Mardi Gras is 1 week from this Saturday on the political Mardi Gras of Louisiana. We've got all the major elections up then. Article out today by NOLA was to talk about what money is there. And I'm going to tell you what I think's happening. One, I think the excitement is not like it often has been in the past. There's no fun. There's no joy in Mudville. We've got a city that is struggling. We've had a group of our citizens, our family members, who have had to give it up and leave. And I think what we've got left is you've got desperate people. You've got people who need a change desperately. We are the remnant. We are the remainder. I don't know when they attacked the Alamo the first time. If you think about it, everybody laying around the Alamo dead on the first attack, you and I are the ones who are still here. But the threat's not gone. It's right outside that wall. And what we need is desperately a political miracle. And what this article was showing is it's time to consolidate. There's only two candidates that matter. Jeff Landry is leading. He's almost to 50%. He's got $4 million left to spend now or in a runoff. Sean Wilson is doing well. He's low, low, low on money. And the real answer is all the other people have just spent their money and it's gone. Paul Hurd, your host. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about the governor's race and how we can save the state. And then we're going to go on with all the other great stuff. This is Paul Hurd. We're out of here. We shall return.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came you. Then came you.
My son, Tua, had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. New campaign finance totals for the governor's race continue to show Attorney General Jeff Landry leading his opponents with $4.5 million in cash on hand.
Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says the distance created in the polls for Landry over his challengers may have a lot to do with their campaign finance.
Investors are not going to give him money. They're not doing well enough in the surveys. They don't think they have a chance to win.
Republican John Schroeder has $992,000 in cash on hand. Hunter Lundy reported $827,000. And the main Democrat, Sean Wilson, reported $721,000 in cash on hand. Pinsonat says Landry has millions in savings for the runoff.
By the way, if there's one.
I'm Tico Fox.
A 13-year-old girl has been arrested in St. Tammany Parish. She's admitted to having made a hit list because she says she was being bullied by the students listed. The girl was issued a summons for menacing and later released to her parents' custody. Sheriff Randy Smith says that St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office will continue to work with schools to investigate any and all threats to schools and students. LRS.
Hey, y'all, here's some fun things to do around the state. September 30th through October 8th, Red River Revel Arts Festival in Shreveport. October 3rd through 7th, Beauregard Parish Fair. October 6th through 8th, La Fête des Boutons in Raceland and Louisiana Cattle Festival in Abbeville. October 7th, International French Bread Festival in Generette and Tapped-Tober Beer and Wine Festival in Natchitoches. So make your plans to laissez les bon temps relais. Visit explorelouisiana.com to plan your road trip today.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election season and football season go hand in hand in Louisiana. So make sure you don't miss a play or your chance to make your voice heard by early voting. And remember to download the free GoVote mobile app to find your early voting site and view your sample ballot. Early voting runs now through Saturday, October 7th, and Election Day is Saturday, October 14th. For more information, visit geauxvote.com or check out the GoVote app. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
We're back. Look at that. We were ahead of the news. The news is trailing us. What they were putting out about the governor's race was old news because we had just talked about it in the segment before that. Here's what's they're getting at, and if you didn't pick it up at the end when they were interviewing Bernie Pinzenat, and he was talking about, well, Landry's got this much money left for the runoff, and then Bernie says, if there is one, and I'm telling you, we are so close. You know, unfortunately, look, Senator Hewitt did what she thought was best as senator. She ran for governor. And if you look at the numbers, the answer is it's over. She's not polling well. She's got, there's also another pretender in here that we need to talk about, and that is Senator Hewitt only collected $23,000 in the last reporting session, and she only had $102,000 on hand. She only spent $20,000, so she did. Look, I hate that money matters, but money matters, nothing else. It is the bridge to the voter. The other great pretender, I think there was a song in the 50s about the great pretender is Steve Wagaspack. Bless his heart. He was the chief of staff for Bobby Jindal, and we remember, and he was the head of the lobby, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry lobby organization. Bobby, he was there for 4 or 5 years. Lobby, he was there for 10 years. He's the ultimate insider. He is one of those who have brought us to this disaster that we have. And he only received in the last fundraising period $200,000, and he only has $270,000 on hand. His $270,000 is 20 times. It's 5% of what Jeff Landry has. It's his times 20 would equal what Jeff Landry already has left. The answer is there's no gasoline in the Wagaspack campaign bus. It stalled out on the side. He gave it a good run, but the problem was he didn't offer us anything new. And Landry, again, he reported having on hand $4.5 million, while Sean Wilson has $721. $721 doesn't sound too bad, but it's only one-seventh what Landry has to complete the race. Jeff Landry is the consensus candidate. And if I was a voter and I liked Senator Hewitt, I'm going to look up and go, my vote for Hewitt's a throwaway. If I was thinking Wagaspack might be able to get in there and do a good job, my vote for Wagaspack is a throwaway. And I know I don't want Governor Edwards' redux back, and that is Sean Wilson. So if you look at those numbers, Nelson already recognized that he was not going to get there. I think Lundy is an interesting – I don't think he's going to gather up any of these votes. Lundy is purely funding himself with his own dollar. He has, let's see, he had a little bit of money left. Lundy had $827 of his campaign in his coffer. He's like Sean Wilson. He's only got 1/7, maybe 1/6 of what Jeff Landry has. So for every $6 that Jeff Landry can spend to talk about crime, to talk about how we're going to build the business by reducing taxes. Lundy has $1. And Lundy promises to keep it the way it is or worse. He likes taxes. He likes big government. He is the socialist Democrat that you need if that's your idea of how to destroy or how to improve the state. It will destroy us. That's where we are. I'm hoping that people, as they're approaching the voting booth now, go, look, I had my preference, but today the choices are Jeff Landry and Sean Wilson, and he's not ready, he's not prepared, and he doesn't have a vision on how to change things. That's where we are. Let's talk about change. Let me get back to Scalise. The one thing I did want to mention was that initially there wasn't, because of Scalise, Steve having a health problem. Now, it's a blood cancer, bad news. The prognosis is that it's a very treatable type of cancer, good news. And because of that, they didn't know as soon as Kevin McCarthy got taken down as speaker, Steve Scalise would have been a very strong candidate in Washington because the conservative side likes him and trusts him, and the illness was the question mark. And Steve has come out and said he's ready to go. He feels great. His treatments are working fine, and that he's going full-fledged as a candidate to be a speaker. We should know by middle of next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. Leaks will start occurring over the Sunday shows, then Monday and Tuesday. Everybody will start leaking. Jim Jordan from Ohio is the other candidate. The good news is there's not a candidate out on the left wing, the rhino wing of the Republican Party. The problem that Kevin had with his caucus was that he simply could not. He made promises he would not keep on his conservative side. And that's why, look, 20 people, I'm sorry, 8 people voted against him. But they got to do the dirty work. There were another 20 votes that had the Democrats split, you would have found more votes to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, because at the end of the day, all of the compromise that he was doing was what the conservatives were always afraid of, and that was that he was going to give in to the status quo, we need to protect our liberal Republicans by being a Democrat. Gosh, dog it. That's no answer. So anyway, that's where we ended up. Steve's out there making calls, calling on people. We'll see how it goes. I think Mike Johnson will join up with Scalise. The one problem that Scalise has versus Jim Jordan is that Scalise is far more believed to be connected to the Kevin McCarthy leadership, because he was number two. But he was there because he was trusted by the conservatives. We'll see how it goes. I think everybody in Louisiana was on the wrong side of this train. They were on the McCarthy side. Let's see what they can salvage. And I'm hoping that they'll bring it over toward lower spending, no funding for Ukraine until we know where it's going. And we are not going to fund anybody till we fix the border and stop the out-migration and begin deporting those who just simply flooded in illegally. That's where we are. I don't usually do national. This is big. This is historic. Let's do a little New Orleans hit and miss. The hearing was supposed to be on the 3rd, Tuesday, on whether or not Gregory Joseph would be removed as the communications director under the charter, as permitted, as charged and asserted by the city council. He doesn't show up. I swear, he doesn't show up. And instead, a lawyer for the city shows up and says, he can't find a lawyer. Y'all have got to give him more time. You got to give him more time. So they gave him two more weeks. We're going to have it on the 17th or 18th. There'll be a hearing then. We're going to take our last break before we do our last segment. We got a couple other things on the city and on the state. Paul Hurd, your host. We shall return.
Because tonight I'm going to see my machete. Pick a toy to enjoy it again. Son of a gun, it has been fun on the bike.
I believe Louisiana, our jobs, our kids, our values are worth fighting for. This is Jeff Landry. That's why, as Attorney General, a police officer, and Sheriff's Deputy, I help take criminals off our streets. As Governor, I will work to keep them out of our neighborhoods. It's why, as a Parish Economic Development Director and as a small business owner, I help to create hundreds of jobs for Louisiana. Our state deserves a great economy. As governor, I will cut the red tape that's harming our business owners. As the son of a school teacher, I believe every kid deserves a great education. We must protect them from harm and from woke politics in the classroom. This is Jeff Landry. If you believe in Louisiana, I ask for your vote for governor. And join me at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Somewhere we're gonna have a good afternoon. We always like Friday Eve. It's Paul Hurd, your host, and we'd be glad to hear from you if you're out there. If you got an issue, if you got something going on in the city, in St. Tammany that we need to know about, if you want to talk about who you're gonna vote for, we've got attorney generals, governors, secretary of states, treasurers. All those elections are coming up, and everything's consolidating. I think the minor candidates. And this often happens. They peak up, and then they start decreasing as people realize if I cast my vote over there, I didn't mind telling a poller early on that I was for this candidate or that one, but when I see they're not catching fire, most of your voters are going to back up and go to one of the two major candidates at the end of the race, and that's where we are. But look, here we were talking about our big fat duck of a governor, our lame duck governor, and he's trying to give away clemency. He's in the governorship for 7.5 years, and now he's trying to say, forget the rules, forget what is fair, what you need to do publicly and to do fairly. No, let's just do what I want to do. Here's another giveaway. This, you know, when you get this kind of deal, and I'm about to talk to you about it, at the end of the governor's term, he can't seek re-election, this is what you get. Now, the city and the state reach a deal to start swapping land to move City Hall to Duncan Plaza. Now, no law has been changed. No expenditure has been authorized. This is one of those deals where you know there is a worm in the tequila. There's some pecan shells in the pecan pie. If you bite into it, you're going to cut yourself. After years of false starts, Mayor Cantrell and Governor John Bel Edwards have decided they're going to swap property and do something for the city as one more giveaway. Maybe that's okay for the city, but it's one more deal that can't stand the light of day. The good news is this one has to do with a land swap with the old City Hall and the Duncan Plaza. The judges at the Civil District Court are also involved. They would be moved to a new location. That's why I'm saying what this deal is. Now, I don't know the numbers yet. This thing was just announced. I'm looking at an article by Tyler Bridges. He's the communications director for Governor Edwards that works on the staff at NOLA. He is the one who puts out, he is the head propagandist for NOLA and Governor Edwards. It's a shame. It's where we are. But it's City Hall and the Duncan Plaza are going to swap around. And then here comes the other last snakehead quoted in the deal. Jay Darden. City officials and judges have been trying for months to nail down the specifics because they can't give it away. And so what they're going to do is they're going to go cook the appraisals. And they're going to make sure that their appraisers balance the books. They don't give. Think about Trump in New York being prosecuted because a judge 20 years later, 5 years later, doesn't believe the appraised value of the property that Trump used as collateral. Nobody lost, but the judge wants to be his own appraiser. Well, these politicians want to be their own appraiser. They're going to go find them a yes man, yes woman, that says, you need a $172 million appraisal of that building. Let me get my pencil out in case I need to erase anything. But Darden, the governor, Mayor Cantrell, all the city officials, and what's interesting, they're going to do this swap, but they don't want to actually use City Hall. So at the end of it, the city ends up owning City Hall and swapping other property with the state. This is a crazy deal. Both the city and state are reappraising. There you go. Our numbers don't balance. Tyler Bridges tells us, a bridge to nowhere. Both the city and the state are reappraising the value of their pieces of land. it's just New Orleans at its worst. It's Governor Edwards and the Huey Long administration at its worst. This is going to stay on our agenda. This is going to be something that we're going to have to watch. And it's really something that it's a shame that we're going to have to treat it that way. But that's where we are. And look, that's all I can tell you about it because, you know, it's really one of those things that it makes no sense. It's the same deal as these 55 clemency motions coming up and the Governor Edwards saying, I don't care what the law is. You get those on the agenda. Well, we're in the no law, outlaw governor until we get to January. I hope this election solves itself. Wouldn't it be great if we have a new governor on October 14th? If the election occurs, Landry gets 50%. He's creeping at it. He's creeping at it. But you need to vote. If you're a hunter, go vote. Go hunting on that weekend, but get your vote in first. We need to bag a winner. We need to get us what we need in the governor's mansion, in the attorney general's office, in the treasury office, in the secretary of state's office, lieutenant governor. Go get it done right. Go have a good weekend, and let's send Louisiana into a brighter future. Look, one last thing I've got is a report today, and we're just about done, and that is there's a long time, 42 years is what it says in this article. There's a long time economist who has been predicting the state's economy to grow and to prosper and to things to be better than anybody, you know, better than other states in the union for 42 years. 42 years. Name's Dr. Lauren Scott. Well, he was the keynote speaker in the Baton Rouge area. Well, it was the Baton Rouge Business Report, which is like the Advocate, their economic summit that they just had. And he predicted 20,000 more jobs for New Orleans next year and 25 more after that. Can't explain why the out-migration is occurring. Can't explain why our economics of the state are going away. I just wanted to mention we're not going to see anything change until we get a new economist that tells us why we're failing. Look, Paul Hurd's your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We're going to do Friday at 4 tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a good evening.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO.